I'm Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer. Wherever you are geographically, come on in and begin to worship the Lord. Give him thanks, give him praise. Give to God all the glory and honor that is due to his name. Despite what you are walking through right now, focus all of your attention on Abba Father, Yahweh, the God who redeems. He's right there with you. You would find me in the book of Psalm 130. And this is a psalm of ascents, or a song of ascents. And the author is anonymous, although some suggest that the author is Hezekiah. But listen, out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you, there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word, I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love. And with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. And there ends the reading of Psalm 130. God is able to bless the reading of his word and to give to each of us the understanding. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before the mercy seat this morning, oh my Father, in the name of Jesus, we say we have sinned and come short of your glory. Oh, my Father, your word says, if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and that you are just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we confess that we have not obeyed your laws and your commands. We have failed you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to forgive us. We ask you this morning in the name of Jesus to forgive us, Father, for the sins of omission, to forgive us for the sins of commission in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for those sins that we have done and we don't even know that we have done them, Father. Oh, this morning, purge us with hyssop that we may be clean. Wash us, O Heavenly Father, that we may be whiter than snow, and even the bones that you've broken within us, Father, cause them to rejoice in you this morning, for you are the God of our salvation. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and you change it not. Oh, this morning, Father, we ask for a renewal of our minds. Father, that we will put on the mind of Christ, renew our thoughts, in the name of Jesus. Father, clothe us in your whole armor that we may be able to continue to stand against the wiles of the devil. Cause us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, Father. Help us to seek to grow in grace and in the knowledge of your word. Oh, my Father, teach us to number our days and to understand how frail we are. Oh, my Father, cause us to look to you as our source of everything that we need. And in the most difficult times, Father, help us to keep our faith activated, to believe your word, to become doers of your word, Father, with the understanding that it is you, Father, who performs your word in our lives. In this audience right now, Father, I ask that you would move by your spirit, that you would move by your power and meet the need today in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, that you would lift every burden in the name of Jesus, that you would cause there to be a releasing of the weight of the weights, Lord, a releasing of the things that make us weak, a releasing unto you everything and everyone, Father. For your word says, casting all our cares upon you, Father, for you care for us. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, in our midst, in this audience, Father, let there be an awakening. Let there be renewed strength and courage this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, manifest your word in ways that we have never seen before. Father, that men and women would know, that boys and girls would know, that mothers and fathers would know, that sisters and brothers would know, that aunties and uncles would know, that grandparents would know, that children would know that you are the Almighty God, that you are the everlasting Father, that you are Alpha and Omega. And Father, you have the last word on everything that you allow to touch his life today. I pray for protection, Father. I pray for deliverance. I pray for restoration and restitution right now. In Jesus' name, Father, meet that need for your glory. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. But before I leave you, I would just like to highlight verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 130. And perhaps we've been here before, but the Word of God is just new every time when we read it, because the Word of God is spirit and life. But the writer of this psalm wrote in those two verses, in the depths of despair, the writer cried out to God. Despair makes us feel isolated and distant from God. But this is precisely when we need God most. Despair over sin should not lead us to self-pity, causing us to think more about ourselves than God. Instead, it should lead to confession and then to God's mercy, forgiveness, and redemption. When we feel overwhelmed by a problem, feeling sorry for ourselves will only increase feelings of hopelessness. But crying out to God will turn our attention to the only one who can really help us. Yes, only God can help us. And I leave that with you right where you are. God bless you. Thank you so much again for tuning in. And until our next time of prayer, maintain your posture in prayer.